Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here in the world headquarters of the Rock Cod Rick Maxa and Bob Dawson, travel insurance expert. Boy, talk about fishing, talk about travel insurance. It's a great show.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Lots of great time for your calls and questions in the second hour. 213-432-1090. It's been a busy morning. We've had a lot of great calls and texts already, and we're going to be taking a lot here in the second hour. And if you want your questions answered again, 213-432-1090, or text the show. Again, that text the show option only via available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a great way to listen to the show. It's a great way to participate with the show by sending your text in, and we'd love to hear from you. It's going to be a lot of fun today. And, man, lots great going on, including the catch report. We're going to find out what's going on the water right now with our FishDope.com report. We have a great sponsor, Summit Gasoline. So much, I have gotten more feedback in the shop of guys coming in talking about utilizing Summit than just about anything we've talked about. That,
wow.
The free ice and cheap bait is just like overwhelming, such a favorite amongst people. It's one of those things like,
man,
thanks.
Great deal on the gas.
It is. Like, I keep getting that, like, you know, that's like one of those, you know, win-win. Like, everybody, so, you know, thanks for the hookup on that Summit Gasoline thing. It's a really cool thing. They have discount Everingham Brothers bait certificates. They sell ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, all that good stuff. But like Pete said, the most important price, it's the best prices on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Easy in and out with your boat on the trailer. It's real big, real tall, very easy to pull your boat through, straight pull through when you're getting your fuel. And for a limited time, you get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. You heard that right. 100 pounds of free ice. There's no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline. They're easy to find right at the San Diego Sports Arena in San Diego, a great spot. And with that, we're going to check in with our catch report, find out what's biting out there right now, and start off our FishDope.com report. We got a special bonus to it. Captain Bill Cavanaugh is calling us live aboard the Intrepid right now. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Rick. How you doing?
We're doing great, buddy. Anxious to hear what's going on the water.
Yeah, I wanted to call in with a report because we kind of had an interesting evening last night. We departed on a five-day trip yesterday. It's our annual bluefin or bust five-day with our special host, Mitch Chavara. And we had not a great weather forecast, so we were kind of taking a look at what our different options were going to be. And I felt we just needed to go out and try. Like, we're gonna go see how it is, so we made the 100-mile run after clearing the point. We cleared the point right around 12:30, 1 o'clock. We got out to the zone where this bluefin has been. The weather was choppy, but it was workable for sure. And we had a pretty decent bite window last night on this bluefin tuna. We were
nice.
Pretty stoked. We had a handful of opportunities. We got on a few different schools. We ended up the night catching three fish over 200 pounds, the biggest one going about 215.
Yeah.
We had two others that were right around 190, and then we had another four that were between 130 and 150. And that was our night, and
wow.
we were pretty stoked with our results.
Yeah,
man, that's awesome, Bill. Good going.
Is it all nighttime fishing, Bill, or are you going to be able to catch something during the day?
You know, there was a couple guys out here yesterday, Marcus Medak on the Nulawan and Billy Santiago on the Pacific Queen. They caught fish the night before. Daytime, they didn't really catch a whole lot. And then they were out there with me last night, and they both caught fish. But, you know, the weather is progressively coming up out here today. So, I mean, we're on a five-day. We got a bunch of fishing time. I just told the guys this morning, I'm like, you know what, guys? We had a really good night. We're going to go into the island and hang out at the island for the day, and we're
yeah.
going to try for yellowtail and whatever. And they, well, we're going to regroup tonight and get back out on the ground. I think the weather forecast is supposed to come down early this evening. So we're going to probably pick up the anchor sometime around 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then get back out there and try for that bluefin again tonight.
What a great plan, man. That sounds like a perfect plan. Because, yeah, whatever is going on here, it's just like kind of a 12-hour window of just blowing out there, and then it goes away, right? Tomorrow's supposed to be nice.
Yeah. It's definitely subsiding, and it's going to be much better weather tomorrow. So I think we're going to be able to fish tonight for sure, and then, like I say, tomorrow the weather subsides throughout the day.
All right.
Well, nice going, man. Yeah. That's great.
Great to hear from you from the live from the Intrepid at San Clemente Island, I'm guessing right now. So it's have a great day at the island. A lot of fun fishing over there. And always great to hear a report from you live on the water. Good to know that bluefin's still out there, right, Rick?
It is, yeah. Big time. We're stoked. We were talking about Tackle Day earlier. Captain Bill Cavanaugh is going to be doing a seminar at Tackle Day. He's the first one. It's like our annual thing, and covering big bluefin fishing from, you know that long range and Intrepid style. So, yeah, we're excited to have Captain Bill on Tackle Days on November the 6th.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Rick. That's going to be a fun day. So, anyhow, that's our report. Thanks for taking my call. You guys have a great day. We're out.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate that. All right.
Yeah, now we're going to talk to our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Bob. Well, that was an interesting report right there from the on-the-water scenario.
Yeah, we figured start with that because, live on the water, what's better than that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's for sure. But, like Bill was saying there, we're getting toward that time of year when Mother Nature plays a little bigger role in our outdoor activities, and definitely a little cranky this morning. I was just looking at the forecast, like you was saying there. It's 8 to 9 feet now and building, and gusting 25 on the Tanner. So for that rig he's driving around in, not too bad. For most of us private boat guys, that's a little rugged. So,
yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it backs off there. But that was a really good report on that nighttime fish that's still there. You know, that fishing on the bank's been incredible. One of my friends got a 313 out there last weekend.
Wow.
Gee, unbelievable. Unbelievable. But, oh, well. So on the inside, that weather for us, it's a little bit better. Sadly, there's just not a lot to catch on the offshore scene. It just really feels like it's kind of winding down a little quicker than normal this year, but it is what it is. And all that really means, those of us who love to fish inshore, as it's getting closer to squid season, and it is early yet, but we've seen a little sprinkle here and there, a few dabs here and there, and a little bit more showed up at Catalina. And Catalina is often ground zero of that squid fishery, and there's definitely been some signal there. And a lot of that early season bait that's moving in at like this time of year, it stays deep, I think, probably in that cooler water. So it's really tough to catch it with a crowder for a private boat guy. The seiners get on it because their nets are really deep and they can scoop up a little bit. But for us private boat guys, it's tougher. So that's when you really need a couple of savvy guys working with squid jigs to be able to snag some. You can mark the fish, but getting them to come up to where we can actually catch them with a net or crowder is kind of tough. And a lot of that early season fish is kind of the same way. It's often very deep. A lot of the fish that we would catch in late October or November on some of that structure outside Ben Weston, a lot of it's closed now, but there's still some good hard bottom spots just above the closure line there. And some of them deeper areas in 20, 25 fathoms like that is where we would catch those early season yellows and sea bass on the bait grounds there. And then also on the uptick, and this is a good time of year for this deep drop sword fishing here, hardly wide open, but definitely we're seeing some more signal. I know one or two in San Diego and at least two up here for sure. In fact, I had some for dinner here just the other night of a local fish that was in excess of 300 pounds. Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't catch it, but damn, that was good. And but that November is usually prime time for the deep drop swordfish. Traditionally, that fish seems to move into this area, going wherever it is it's going, and a lot of times November, December, very good fishing. Last year was a little off. Year before was pretty darn good, so be interesting to see what shapes up this year. It's definitely got some potential. So we're going to have to kind of fight our way through this weather the next few days. It's going to get really interesting there Sunday night, Monday, it sounds like. We're actually going to get some real rain, and which is good because we desperately need it. And then it blows through, and it's going to be nice for the next week or so after that, looks like. So it's going to be time to go fishing again.
Yeah, fishdope.com, of course. The boys are doing such a great job over there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station there. The phone number is area code 714-840-4262, and the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And stay dry, guys. It looks like it's going to get interesting the next couple days.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Mark. Thanks for that, and we will talk to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you. Take care.
Thanks, Mark. All right, now let's head on down to San Diego over to C4 Sport Fishing in Mission Bay and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on there, C4?
Good morning, guys. Like you said, seeing a little bit of weather roll through right now, but throughout the week there, a little up and down fishing, but overall they're still catching fish on all those trips. The half-day trips, still picking away at those rockfish, reds, whitefish, still seeing a mix of calico bass and salmon in there in smaller numbers, but overall good fishing, especially if you just have a few hours when to get out in the water and get out there and do some fishing. It's set about what you'd expect this time of year for the half-day there, and very good bottom fishing, actually, so definitely something to keep in mind there. Full days, a little mixed bag during the week there. Some days they were catching that yellowfin, saw a few bluefin in there, some skipjack. Other days they're catching, unfortunately, nothing but yellowtail, which I know is just a tough thing to see, but very good fishing all around there. And like I said, we can't really guarantee that bluefin and yellowfin at this point, but even when they're not catching that, they're still seeing those yellowtail. So really good fishing on the full day there. The overnight trips, again, that mix of bluefin, yellowfin, skipjack, yellowtail in the mix, and those one day's day and a half are still running there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got that full schedule up there for half day, for the full day, the one day is a day and a half. So lots of options for you still here. And like we talked about last week, seeing a little bit of weather now, but when that settles back down, I'm going to imagine there's still going to be some great fishing. Don't put away the gear yet. Still plenty of fishing to be done.
Man, that's awesome, Marcos. I mean, like you say, there's a lot of good on our horizon still. Lots of fish to be caught. Great to hear that yellowfin's been biting, you know, down the way for that day and a half range. Great to hear just now that bluefin's still an option for us. Lots of good coming here at C4 Sport Fishing, man. We're not going away yet.
Absolutely not. Like I said, if the fallback is catching yellowtail on the full day trip, that's not really a bad thing. So definitely check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. All those trips are up there. You can make reservations directly online. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And like I keep getting reminded to mention, check out the socials, pretty much everything at seaforthlanding.com. You can get current updates, pictures, everything there. And if you're going to come down and visit us in person, especially tomorrow, tomorrow's the Rock and Roll Marathon, so there's going to be traffic. So if you're coming down, not just the beach, but that kind of goes straight through downtown. I know they kind of shifted that out of the beach area to more of just the whole western coast area there. So definitely check your routes tomorrow. And honestly, at this point of the year, we're starting to see marathons, triathlons, stuff like that every weekend there. So definitely just check that in general. But we'd love to have you guys come down and go fishing.
All right.
Marcos, great job, buddy. We appreciate it. As always, good tip on tomorrow. And if we want to come in, get in on that great fishing one more time, give us the number if somebody wants to come join you.
Seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call, 619-224-3383, and we're going to get you guys out there fishing still.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. Great report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to them, guys.
All right. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, as well as your private boat catch, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, all of those spices, rubs, the smoked cheese, those famous tuna burgers, and that amazing poke kit. They're now up and running at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. I was reminded after our Shogun trip how easy it is to deal with Fisherman's Processing. I mean, they are just so smooth, handled everything. Our pickup was so easy. That new location is awesome.
Bob knows, right?
I know. They do it right.
They're the best.
They really, really are. They just got it dialed.
Have you been to the new location, Bob?
Yes, a couple of times.
It's great, huh?
It really is.
They really did a great job.
I love that huge window where you can watch all the guys cut. It's just like, man, you know, Sean described it best, and he's right. It's like watching a wood chipper, like a, you know, a whole tuna goes on one side of the table and just there's knives flying, and next thing you know it's just in a perfect backpack bag at the other side. I mean, it's just like a conveyor belt of processing. It's really cool. Those guys just kill it.
Pretty cool stuff. Well, back to talking travel insurance, and I've got a scenario I want to talk about. It's and I asked my good buddy Rich if I could talk about it, and he said sure. And this is a classic example of why you need travel insurance, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going anywhere, get the travel insurance. It's not that expensive. It's a must-have. It's like a rod and reel for your trip. It's like you should just have it. Rich and I and some good buddies were down at our Palmas de Cortez 27th Annual Fall Spectacular. The last night, Rich unfortunately tripped and broke his hip.
Ooh.
And we didn't know till the next morning that he broke his hip because it was late at night, and we got him up to his room and so broke his hip. So I said, Rich, you have travel insurance? He says, no. I called Bob. I said, Bob, how much is it to get an emergency evac from here? And you said about $25,000. You checked your sources, about $25,000.
Yeah.
And Rich elected to stay down there, was taken to an ambulance, and actually received very good care at a private hospital down in San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
A very experienced, very knowledgeable orthopedic surgeon put a rod in his hip, and he just got home last night. And great to have you home, Rich.
Yeah, buddy. Super.
But it was like a week and a half in the hospital in Cabo. Would Rich have rather been home? Well, there's no question. He would have rather been home. If I was in scenario, would I rather be home? Yes. Would you rather be home?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely. But he was very fortunate that this private hospital. Now, and at what cost? We don't know at what cost. You know, insurance is going to cover some of it. But if he had travel insurance, give us the rundown on what.
Yeah, how does that scenario differ?
How would things be different?
Well, first off, and let's talk about Rich. Now, I don't know how old Rich is, but let's say Rich is...
He's 75.
Okay. Yeah, he's right at my age then.
Yeah.
So you got $50,000 in coverage, depending on which Medicare plan you have worldwide. If you had a travel insurance plan like the one that you have, a one-year plan, it covers an extra $50,000.
Really?
Yeah.
So $50,000 over your Medicare plan.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And then you get the $250,000 in Medivac. See, the way it works with insurance, let's say you're on your regular health insurance plan, you get injured somewhere, they'll fix you up, but they're not paying for your flight back home. Your travel insurance will. They'll take you right back home or take you to your home hospital. Now, you got to be released by the doctor, but a doctor can't make you stay in a hospital, but you could be foolish and go, I'm not going to listen to the doctor, and I just want to go home. Well, you can do that. But certainly I wouldn't recommend something like that. I had one of my clients in Africa. He spent 21 days in the Johannesburg hospital. Oh, and that brings up another thing. So let's say you're in a hospital. We'll pay up to $1,500 to fly your spouse or a friend down to visit you if you're stuck in a hospital for a while.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
You know, that covers that, too.
Yeah, and then your trips are covered. If you had an annual plan, they're covered. You can make trips up to 45 days long.
Okay.
You know, but it covers for a whole year.
Yeah. Rich gets taken to the hospital in San Jose. He has the Dawson Insurance travel plan, and the doctor looks at him and says, you have a broken hip, you need surgery, I can do the surgery here.
Mm-hmm.
Rich says, no, I want to go home.
I want to go to my home hospital.
I want to go to my home hospital. Can he do that?
Yeah.
Even though the surgeon says he can do the surgery there.
Right, yeah, he can do that. Not a problem. You know, it's hospital choice. So if he wants to fly home to have it done, that's fine.
So, okay, he can't get on a regular airplane. He's got a broken hip. He can't.
He's going to have to get private evac.
Private evac. So that's covered.
Yeah, and he's got to, because he's going to be laying down.
So what would be the coverage? How would you do that? You just
$250,000's covered.
Now, what would he do? Would you just make the phone call? Like, I have that card I carry around in my wallet that has the phone number. You just make the phone call, and they make all the arrangements, and he'd be taken out of San Jose, Cabo San Lucas Airport, and taken home.
Right, yeah. Now, my recommendation, too, because they do have some very good doctors in Mexico, very good doctors.
Yeah.
And, you know, if the doctor says, look, you know, I don't recommend that you fly, I recommend that we do the surgery here, I wouldn't be afraid to have the surgery done there. But a lot of people are like, no, I want to go see my own doctor at home and have it done.
Like a broken hip, I mean, you're not going to, if you have a heart condition or something like that, it'd be a different situation.
Right.
But a broken hip, if you fly home, it's not going to.
That's where I'm at.
Life,
I'm that guy. If I get a broken hip, I want my Oh, yeah. Brad Stiles doing my
right,
job.
Right, exactly. So in that situation, though, Bob, is that his choice?
Yes.
Okay.
Hospital choice, and then it's going to be covered for the Medevac portion of it for $250,000, the medical portion for $50,000. So any co-payments or deductibles you might have, they're going to cover up to the next $50,000 anyway.
Okay. All right. Good. But thanks, Rich, for letting me use that. I'm so glad you're home, and I hope you're listening.
That's such a good example, though, because Rich is one of us.
It just happened.
He's a buddy. He's a fisherman.
Yeah,
and I mean, it is what it is.
It happened at Palmas.
Coming
right?
home. Yeah. I mean, exactly. Everything reputable. Everything normal.
Yeah.
Everything. You know, Rich, a normal guy, just coming home, had a trip, had a fall. Next thing you know, having to deal with this.
By the way, he asked me for your phone number.
Good idea.
for the next trip, Rich.
Glad you're home, buddy.
Get well quick, Rich, for sure. Let's go ahead and you have a good text.
Yeah, I really like this one. It says, "Hi, Bob. Love your knowledge and your passion. I have had to grudgingly cancel two long-range trips in the last 3 years for different injuries. The trip cancellation reimbursement has more than paid for my premiums on the annual plan for the last 10 years. Plus, I've been covered for the evacuation, which is the primary reason I got the policy in the first place. The annual plan is an absolute no-brainer. If you fish more than one trip a year, it's a no-brainer to fish more than a trip a year. Thanks for your advice, professionalism, and friendly fishing attitude." That's from RD in Poway.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for the heads up and the compliments on that. And you know, it's like with me. I had to cancel a trip a few years back. It was about $5,000. I got my money back. So I'm going to have to renew my policy for the next 8 or 10 years for that insurance company to break even.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Rick, let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
You got it, buddy. Fred calling us from out in Idaho is on the line this morning. Fred, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, I want to address Bob. I took his insurance out in 2019. We went on a 8-day trip. And we drive all the way from Idaho all the way down to San Diego and back. And to know you have that insurance and all that coverage is such a relief, because things can go wrong and you're covered, and it's a great experience. Now, the two things I wanted to ask you about, first of all, I'm planning a trip hopefully in October to November of 2022. And I want to know, when is the best time to take the insurance out for that? And my second question is, I have myself, my son, and 3 grandchildren, all direct family, and I didn't know if there was any kind of an insurance policy that would cover all 3 that you'd get a break on.
Yes. As a matter of fact, well, to answer your question on that, let's say that you're taking any children that are 17 or younger, they go for free with the same coverages that each paying adult has. So let's say that you have a plan and your son has a plan. Let's say your son's 18 or older, where they have children. The children are going to go for free.
They're included in that plan.
Yeah, they're included at no cost.
Yeah, my grandkids are 21 or older.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's going to be very inexpensive to cover them just because of their young age.
Uh-huh.
You know, so and what I would recommend is they're not going to be making a lot of trips like you do, where you need an annual plan at a flat rate. I would just recommend a single trip plan. We can put all 5 of you on one plan, and you get one price. Everybody will have all the trip cancellation coverage, the medical, the medevac, the baggage loss, and all the extras that come with it, because there's a lot of other extras that come with these policies, you know, where people lose their passport, and we have a concierge service that'll help you get a passport to get out of
really?
The country. Yeah, and, you know, and a lot of people, I found that talking to most people, a lot of passports are lost in Cabo San Lucas, and it's due to margaritas.
Yeah, those things happen. Okay, so let's talk about, I like to talk about real life scenarios, okay, if this happens. Okay, if I'm down in Cabo San Lucas and I have one too many margaritas and drop my passport and lose it, how do I use that concierge service?
Oh, you just call the number. The number's
that number
on the ID
on,
card we
on
get
the
you.
ID card. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and then
and you just tell them.
Yeah, and they'll help you get it. They won't, you know, they're going to have somebody come down and walk you down, but they'll say, hey, here's where you need to go.
Right.
We'll make a call for you. I mean, it's even good. Yeah. Like if you're on vacation somewhere, and let's say you're in Vegas, because one of my clients just recently did this, mm-hmm. wanted to go to some show that's real popular. They were sold out. He calls Allianz on the concierge service, and they got him a ticket for the show.
Come on.
Get out
yeah.
of here. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
That's cool.
That's pretty wild.
The thing that I love, the stories that you've talked about in the past that I think are so cool are the allowances when it's your travel partner. And I don't think we've talked about that yet. And I always thought that was so good. You know, I'm going on a long-range trip with my bud, and they have a problem, but I pulled out this policy, and there's you know, if you could just talk to that, some of the coverages for travel partners and things like that. I've always been so impressed with those.
Yeah, so let's say you're going along with a fishing buddy, and, you know, on the travel insurance, if you both have the travel insurance, if one person can't make it, we'll refund for both of you, because you're not going to go on a trip, as an example, without your wife if you're going on vacation. So if one person has to cancel, we give 100% of your money back. To get back to that original question of when you should buy the travel insurance,
oh, yeah.
My recommendation is as soon as you put a deposit down, get the travel insurance. If something comes up, we can get your deposit back. Now, one other thing that's important, because it's free coverage, if you do it within 14 days of your initial trip deposit, we'll give you free pre-existing medical condition coverage. So, and it also extends over to a family member. So let's say you had a family member that ended up having a stent put in, and then all of a sudden you're getting ready to go on a trip, but that family member, who could be a daughter, a wife, or whoever, they end up in the hospital, and now you don't want to go on the trip. Well, if you purchased your travel insurance within that 14-day period of your initial trip deposit, we'll refund 100% of your money. So it not only covers you, it covers a family member that caused you to cancel the trip. Now, you can buy travel insurance all the way down to the day you leave. I think the important part is when you put money out, get the insurance put into effect. If something comes up, we'll be able to get your deposit back for you.
Okay.
That's awesome. Hey,
really good stuff.
Yeah, this is so cool. I love this show. When we come back, we got lots more coming. More of your phone calls, more great questions with Bob. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from One Man Charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 Pilot House over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do, but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat, out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Saturday, November 6th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. And with throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing Saturday, November 6th.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here. Mightier 1090, Let's Talk Hookup app, talking fun and talking such great info with Bob Dawson from Travel Insurance. It's just this is a great show, man. So much cool info coming out today.
And some good texts you said come through, too. Huh?
Yeah, this is
a lot of good texts. Always great to hear from you on the phones as well as the texts. Phone lines open, 213-432-1090. We're giving away a full day trip on the Liberty at Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, great prize. Yeah. So, yeah, a great text. This one was from John calling from North Fontana. Says, can you ask if they have policies for fishing trips and hunting trips that are out of state? Some sort of a combo type policy. What's my best route to go or something like that?
Yeah, covers any kind of trip you make, whether it's fishing, hunting, weekend getaway to
Vegas,
cruises. Yeah. So yeah, let's say you buy an annual plan. It's going to cover every trip you make for a year, with a few exceptions on, like I said, the parachuting, hang gliding, and things like that. But if you're going on a hunting trip and you're going to Africa, you're covered. If you're going on a cruise, if you're going on a long-range fishing trip, buying an airfare over the phone, your policy is going to cover you up to the amount of travel insurance that you have. So, one thing we're going to have coming up as well. I think in about another week we'll have a $15,000 annual plan. Right now we have 3,000, 5,000, 7,500 trip cancellation, and 10,000. And that 10,000 is $810 a year. But my recommendation to buy the insurance, don't be buying a $10,000 plan or a $15,000 plan just because you're making, you know, five trips and they total up to $10,000 or $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Buy one that would cover your most expensive trip. Let's say it's most of your trips are $5,000 or less. I would spend the $510 to get the $5,000 policy because the way it works, it's an annual benefit. So you go on a trip, you don't use it, that $5,000 for trip cancellation rolls over to the next trip and the next trip and the next trip and so on. And the same with your medical coverage, your medevac coverage, your baggage loss coverage. And that's another thing. A lot of people think, well, you know, I go on a fishing trip, and I bring eight rods and reels, and they can be $1,000 to $1,500 each.
Sure.
Am I covered on that? And most people don't understand that their homeowners or renters insurance is going to cover that. But this policy also includes $1,000 on baggage loss. That's part of your baggage that will at least help you offset your deductible. Now, most people have a deductible of $1,000 to, let's say, $5,000 on a home.
These policies don't have a deductible, though.
No.
No.
Pays that $1,000 for the baggage loss. You can apply that toward your deductible. But the main thing is you're going to have so much coverage. You can actually schedule your fishing equipment, guns, and everything with a $0 deductible on your policy if you wanted. But let's say you just take the standard policy that your contents, typical contents, let's make it easy. $100,000 home, you get 75,000 contents. 10% of that 75,000 contents is for off-premises, like your fishing trip.
Mm-hmm.
So just on that $100,000 homeowner's policy, you're going to have $7,500 coverage for your fishing equipment while you're away because it's worldwide coverage.
All right. So the base plan is $280, right?
Base plan is $280 for 3,000 annual trip cancellation.
Okay. So let's run this scenario. Okay. I have a trip that cancels and it's $3,000.
Right.
Okay. Am I still covered for the evac? Am I still covered for the baggage loss? Am I still covered for everything but the trip cancellation?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Meaning you were doing two trips that year. The first trip you went on canceled. You used your $3,000 policy. Now you're going on another trip that year. Sure, you've $1,000 up, but you're still good for the medevac on trip number two.
Yeah, the medevac, the medical, the baggage loss, the car rental insurance coverage, all that stuff's still in effect.
All in effect for the full year.
Right. And then, you know, I have people call and they go, hey, look, I had a $5,000 plan. We had to cancel. I got my $5,000 back. What do I do? Well, if you're going on another trip and you want another $5,000 or $10,000, whatever you want, you can always buy another plan. But even though you used up all of that other coverage, the medevac, the medical, the baggage loss, the car rental coverage, all that's still in effect.
Which is, to me, the most important stuff.
Yeah, it's the most expensive stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you have a situation like we discussed earlier,
sure,
where you need to get home,
right,
that's not a cheap ticket.
It ain't a cheap ticket, and the main thing is, like on your plane, you got $250,000 in medevac anyway. You got another $50,000 in medical. And those are the most expensive part. If you got to airlifted, we know it's going to be at least $40,000 to $50,000 just for that. And instead of having to argue with your medical insurance company under your group medical plan or your individual plan, just get the travel insurance.
Especially if you travel more than once.
Or
get the annual policy.
Yeah, or your age. If you start getting into your 60s, it's cheaper for you to buy a one-year.
Unless you're as healthy as Bob Dawson.
Well, let me
then you don't need to worry about
it. Let me tell you
something. If you're like me, then you better get it.
It's not just when you're in your 60s. I am that guy. I'm the guy that did not have that plan and went on a trip and wish I would have. Like, I had to choose whether I wanted to be evac'd out when I broke my arms.
And the cost of the evac was how much?
$40,000.
$40,000 for a helicopter.
$40,000 for them to come get us in the Teton Wilderness area. It was $40,000 to fly out, and because it was a non-life-threatening injury, we had to put the bill. Had I had that plan, which I wouldn't ever go on that trip again without having it. Like, you learn those life lessons, and had I done that, we would have been out on a helicopter, no problem. Instead, it was 36 hours riding a horseback with two broken arms before I was able to get to the hospital.
That hurts, even thinking about it.
Because I didn't do that. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, you just never... There is no knowing. You buy it just in case, and like that just in case would have made a world of difference. Like, I can tell you, like,
you
have healthy, no issues, no nothing. You don't think that's going to happen. Just buy it. I mean, it covers you for the year.
Yeah, and it's not that much more.
Totally.
I can't even imagine riding a horse for 36 hours with two broken arms.
Oh, man.
Well, the ride was 7 hours, but it was 36 hours before we were able to get.
But had you had the coverage, they called to find out if you could get evac'd out.
Had I had the coverage,
you'd have been out that day.
I would have been out in an hour.
In an hour.
Instead of 36 hours. The helicopter would have came, picked us up, going to the hospital. Instead, it was get back to camp, make the decision, try to ride out, can't make it out in the daylight, come back again, wake up the next morning, make the ride out, make the car ride. It was, all of that would have been avoided with, he had an in reach, make the button push, chopper comes, gets you, away you go.
Wow.
Yeah, that's scary. It hurts for me to even think you're not even going to have any painkillers for 36 hours.
Let me tell you.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to Danny. Danny's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Danny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. With all the news about, airlines canceling out on people, how could travel insurance help me out if I'm stranded at an airport?
Good question.
Yeah, great question.
Well, so there's going to be coverage, and another good example of that same thing is getting quarantined. Yeah, what if you get quarantined for 14 days in a foreign country?
Good point.
Travel insurance picks it up.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, so you, and that's a real life deal now. Okay, you have to have a COVID. If you go to Cabo, you go to East Cape, you go to Ranch Linden area, you go to Palmas de Cortez, you fly back into the U.S., you have to take a COVID test. If that COVID test is positive, you're stuck there for 7 days, right?
14 usually.
Is it 14?
Yeah.
And your policy would cover that?
Yeah, they'll pay it. And and that's another thing too. If you're buying a one trip plan, like say for you and your wife, it's a per trip benefit. I think it's like $250 a night for a hotel. So what I do is I write two separate plans. It's the same price, but now each person has $250 a night instead of just that the husband and wife on one policy having $250 a night. If I write two policies, same price. Now each one gets $250 a night.
Ah, you could stay in a really nice hotel.
Yeah.
$500 a night, right?
Yeah.
So, back to the question that Daniel had about if the airline cancels your, like Southwest just had nightmare cancellations here recently.
Yeah, and
if they
yeah.
cancel, you're on that trip, that they cancel your trip and then you have to be rebooked. Are you? Is there any coverage for that?
Yes, and in most cases too. Now the airline, if they're canceling it, they'll usually give you your money back.
Yes.
I mean, they got a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if they didn't, we can get your money back for you. But
okay.
I would be really surprised. And I think that thing of Southwest didn't have anything to do with the FAA or anything. I think it had to do with people not wanting to get vaxxed.
And not going to work, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Is that what the question was, Daniel? I guess we lost them.
Yeah.
But yeah. But, yeah,
yes.
I think that's pretty. Yeah. So, but if the airline is going to refund your money or give you another trip, that you don't need the travel insurance for
right.
that.
Right, yeah, as long as you're getting your money back.
But if you're not, that's where the travel insurance guy comes in and steps in and fights for you to get your money back.
That's yeah, they love talking to me.
I was going
to
say, that's what was it? That's where the effing a-hole comes back.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and that's it. I mean, that's the thing. Thanks a lot for the call.
Yeah,
that was
good, great,
question.
Daniel.
That's the thing is, when Rich had his accident, I called Bob and I said, "How much, Bob? How much to get him out of here? What do I do? What should we do here?" So, and you know, because you talked to the people, you made a couple phone calls. You said, "Let me find out how much the evac is," and you found out it was about $25,000.
Yeah. Well, I had one checked a customer, not my client. He didn't even have travel insurance, but a good friend of mine has a friend of theirs that lives in Florida. Went on a cruise on China of the Seas. Anniversary deal or something, I forget, 50th anniversary, whatever. But anyway, the wife slips, falls, and gets brain dead. And they're like, okay, what do we do here? Well, we're gonna take her off the cruise ship, and we're going to take her into a hospital. So I don't know China's laws, but I did find out that, no, they won't, even though she's got a directive that says, look, if I'm brain dead, unplug me, they won't do it in China. I don't know what their religion is or whatever, but they will not do it. So the cost was going to be $275,000 to fly the body back to Florida from China. And I'm going, no. I said, tell them to take the body back to the cruise ship, and as soon as they get into international waters, the doctors on the cruise ship can unplug it, because that's the directive that the person wanted if something happened to
Interesting.
Them.
Interesting. Yeah. So, yeah, you got to take into account laws in other countries, right? When you're traveling.
Man.
Yeah.
You don't want to be without travel insurance in a foreign country.
Yeah. No.
No,
for sure.
No doubt. Hey, this is an interesting one. A text came through from a Dave in Carmel. What about pet emergencies? If I have to cancel a trip because something happened to my pet, in quotations, is we don't have kids and our dogs are our kids, is that covered from Dave in Carmel?
Yes. But it's covered not with Allianz. They don't have that plan, but Travel Guard does have a plan with pet coverage, because pets are so important in people's lives. They are family, as far as I'm concerned. If something happened to your dog or your cat or whatever, you're probably not going to enjoy or even leave to go on vacation. But they do have a pet coverage plan. If you give us a call, if you're going to make a trip, you give us a call. Let's say you're making a trip and it's a couple of grand, but you want that pet coverage in case something comes up with your pet, you know, we can get reimbursed on your travel insurance for you, then it's something, yes, that is available. Travel Guard's the only one that I know currently out of the six companies, 122 plans that we have, that even offers that. So that would be a great option, though, and I totally understand what the guy's saying on that.
That's
all right.
Great. Cool.
Great.
Hey, well, let's jump back into the phones. Joe in San Pedro, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Joe? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. And listening to the topic today, I thought it'd be a good time to call in. You know, I was on that Liberty trip for the Let's Talk Hookup Gamagatsu trip there last week. And I want to give a shout-out to the crew. You know, we had an emergency where the helicopter had to come in and actually take someone off, coincidentally, on that trip. And the crew was outstanding. Captain Taro, Ryan, Taylor, Paul, they did an outstanding job, very professional, and it just goes to show it doesn't have to be a seven-day trip or wherever you're going. It could just be a two-day out of San Diego right here, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Totally.
And they were very, like I said, very professional. Guys wanted to know what happened, and they said we respect the guest privacy. They don't say anything. Everything went great on that. you know. So, but regarding the trip itself, it was great fishing. We went down to Colonnette and killed the yellowfin, and the galley with Sarah, outstanding. Tri-tip, pulled pork sandwiches, Huevos Rancheros. I mean, the outstanding
man,
she runs that thing.
Right,
I mean,
yeah. That's yeah. Cool.
You know, it was a great trip. It really was a great trip. And after talking to the crew, like after they, you know, the next day, it's important to know. I just want to let you know, it's something to think of. You don't think about it when you go on this, but you asked the crew about it, and he says, and I said, hey, Ryan, you guys did a great job. He says, well, you know, we're licensed. And it's important to know that, because it's not like they just hire somebody for the day for a high school, you know, summer job for the day. These guys know what they're doing, and it's comforting knowing that they're just not on that bait tank, you know, throwing out ones and twos for the chum line. When the chips are down, they have your back, and it was nice to know that.
Yeah,
that was
sure.
Nice
and,
to know. But especially,
the Coast Guard too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, man. And these guys, the crew, they had that full deck all cleared out for everybody. I mean, they were prepared, and there was no panic, nothing. It's like if these guys do this every week, that's how good they were, the crew. Okay?
Yeah, that's awesome.
But I wanted to say regarding I told you about Ryan being licensed, but regarding Sarah in the galley, she was great. You know, it was a good trip. It really was.
Liberty
is an awesome, awesome operation, and I might say that the gentleman who has airlifted out is fine. And
that's good to hear.
Yeah, that's good news for sure.
All right, guys.
But yeah, thanks for that. And we're gonna hear from Arnie tomorrow. He's gonna tell us all about the trip and how good it was, that 2-day Liberty trip which we sponsored. And people are already lining up because, like, can I get on the trip next year? And it's like, we haven't set up the trip for next year. So as soon as I get some dates from Carl and Doug at Fisherman's Landing, we'll get it posted
on our
website and get those out.
And I'm with Joe. It's amazing to see those guys that, you know, are your crew members that are so much fun, you know, pinning a bait on and, you know, joking at the rail. And so, Joby, when push comes to shove, man, those guys, they that flip switches, and you realize how professional and how lucky we are to have, you know, the sport fishing fleet that we do in San Diego. Like, they can be the joking, fishing, gaffing, good times, but the second it's on, like, those guys flip a switch and are, you know, all trained, all first aid, all safety, fire, whatever it may be. Those guys are, you know, they're true professionals.
They are,
and they're really good at hiding the fact that they're professionals, because they create such a fun, you know, it's an entertainment atmosphere when you're on the boat, but it's nice knowing that when you need them, those guys, they got your back.
No question about it. You have another text, I see.
Yeah, a fun one. This is from Gary in Lawndale. Said, one time on a long-range trip, I tripped over a tuna on the deck and hurt myself. Could a full-year coverage plan have covered my medical copays and other expenses incurred?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's an accident. That's covered. You know,
on a trip that you're covered on. It would cover the copays.
Yeah.
Let's
say whether you bought a one-trip plan or whether you bought the annual plan, that's going to be covered, because that's an accident. I had a client on one of the boats. He tripped by himself. He didn't fall over a tuna or anything. Scraped his knee and ended up getting fish poisoning. And then his leg swelled up like three times the size. But anyway, we picked up all of the medical coverages and all of his co-payments, everything.
You've probably seen some pretty amazing things.
Crazy stuff.
Give us one. Give us one that is like the craziest thing that ever happened with one of your customers.
Well, I'll give you one that didn't happen too long ago. Okay, so they're fishing, right? The guy's standing next to the passenger, has his rod in, he hooks up some kelp, and he yanks on his rod, and the line breaks at the hook, and the half-ounce sinker comes back and hits the guy next to him in the eye and puts his eye out.
Oh, my gosh.
That had to hurt.
Oh my gosh. And a real scenario.
Sure.
Happen
sure.
Every day.
Yeah.
So
anything can happen on a boat, right?
Yeah.
I've seen guys fall down the stairs. I had one guy fall from the top deck to the bottom deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, things can happen. We hope none of it does, because you don't buy this insurance hoping you use it.
Right.
Yeah, if you're like me, when you're planning on going on a fishing trip, you're going on a fishing trip, come hell or high water, I'm not going.
Right.
I'm going to have to be sick or hurt or something. Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter whether you're flying to this trip. If you're flying up to Sitka to go into Kingfisher Charters or going to Katmai Lodge or something like that. It doesn't matter whether you're on a long range trip or whether you're on a
road trip,
on a road trip, yeah,
whatever,
or you're up in the Tetons in Wyoming on a horseback ride, right?
100 miles from home.
It matters as long as you're 100 miles from home.
Yeah, 100 miles worldwide and USA. So I mean, it's a pretty darn good deal when you think about it. In case you ever had to use it, hopefully you never will, because your trip's ruined.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's going fishing on the Liberty. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing, because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. What a killer show.
Yeah,
there was
really
so
great
much
show.
Great info.
Bob's just talking about how he likes this weather, and Ricky and I do not.
Yeah, we both looked at each other. I hate this weather.
I was like, bring me back the sunshine.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Yeah, but we need some rain.
Yeah,
so
we do.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we were talking about that awesome full-day trip on board the Liberty, and we got a big winner, Vinny from Carlsbad. You're going fishing on board the Liberty with Captain Taro and Enable and the whole crew there. And just, man, congratulations. You got a full-day trip coming to you. Out of Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, no question. Bob Dawson, Dawson Insurance Services, you and your team are so awesome. You are awesome Dawson.
That's
just what it is. I mean, and you know the answers, and that's the cool thing. It's like when you buy a policy from Bob, you have Bob's phone number, and you can call Bob. It's like, Bob, am I covered? And you'll answer him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the different the base policy for the annual policy is what you generally recommend, right? How much is that?
$280 a year for $3,000 in trip cancellation coverage. And you get your $100,000 in medevac, your $20,000 medical, your baggage loss, car rental insurance coverage up to $45,000 if the car's stolen or damaged in an accident. It's got a lot of benefits with it.
Yeah, so $280 a year. And then the next level is the $510 a year policy.
Yeah, the $5,000. And the biggest difference there, Pete, is you got 2.5 times more medical and 2.5 times more medevac with that.
All right.
But you also have... the loyalty program with that? Meaning, let's say that you bought an airline ticket with mileage and you had to cancel that. Typically, the airlines will charge $250 to redeposit your miles. This this policy pays up to $500 for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of little extras.
Yes, and then there's policies up and down from then. So if somebody wants to talk to you about a policy, how do we get a hold of you?
Call me direct, 619-990-3068. You can email me at info@drinsure.com. That's info@drinsure.com.
Yeah.
And again, I just want to stress, it's good for every trip beyond that 100 miles. If you're right. jumping on a day and a half and going to the Tanner Bank and something happens, you're on. You're covered. You're covered any time you're going on a trip that far from home.
100 miles.
That's huge.
100 miles from home. Yeah, and even if you're just going out to Tijuana, that you do have policies that'll cover that you're close to home.
Yeah, if you just cross an international border, we have policies that take effect as soon as you do that.
Yeah, very good,
awesome.
Bob.
Great info,
great show,
this
Bob,
cool.
And we're so glad to have you on the Let's Talk Hookup team.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thank you.
For sure. All right, hey, great to have you on the Let's Talk Hookup team. Tomorrow, hang on to your hats, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, will be here in the world headquarters. You think we have a big enough room?
I don't know.
We're going to check it out.
Open the windows at
least. Yeah, watch out. For sure. It's going to be a great show, 7 and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Thanks to Christian for doing a fantastic job for us there, answering the phones and running the board. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the app. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Thanks for listening.